This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. More than 1,000 people are believed dead in Mozambique after a cyclone struck the southern African nation late last week. That according to the country's president on Monday. Cyclone Ida struck Beira, an Indian Ocean port city on the central Mozambique coast on March the 14th, with winds of nearly 200 kilometers per hour. It then traveled inland, striking Zimbabwe and then Malawi. Mozambican President Felipe Nyusi said on the state radio Mozambique that they have registered 84 deaths officially, but when they flew over the area, indications were that it was going to be much worse. The cyclone left more than 215 people dead in three countries. In eastern Zimbabwe, authorities said hundreds of people are reported missing and nearly 1,000 homes have been destroyed. Following an hours-long manhunt, Dutch police have arrested a suspect in a shooting incident on a tram which left three people dead and five others wounded in the city of Utrecht on Monday. Ferd Grapperhaus is the Dutch Justice Minister.
The suspect allegedly shot three people and very seriously wounded three others and more lightly wounded two others. Allegedly, he had an automatic weapon. After the assault, he fled from the crime scene.
Police said that the suspect has been identified as 37-year-old Turkish-born Gökmen Taniz, releasing a photo of a bearded man sitting on the tram wearing a dark blue hooded top. Officials in Mali have put the death toll from Sunday's militant attack on the army camp in the village of Diora at 23. Malian Defense Minister Tiemko Sangare visited the camp Monday to encourage the soldiers. Officials blame Sunday's attack on a deserter army colonel turned terrorist leader Bahag Musa. This is VOA News. The unofficial leader of Venezuela, Juan Guaido, is wasting no time setting up shop in the United States, having taken control of three of the country's diplomatic properties in the U.S. Guaido's U.S. envoy, Carlos Vecchio, said the opposition had gained control of two buildings belonging to Venezuela's defense ministry in Washington and one consular building in New York. He added that the group expects to take control of Venezuela's embassy in Washington in the days to come.
We want to set a democratic system. We want to rebuild our country, and at the same time we want to rebuild this type of facilities that we are controlling now in the U.S. We are taking these steps in order to preserve the assets of the Venezuelans here in this country.
The moves come after Guaido, the president of the opposition-controlled National Assembly, invoked the Constitution to assume an interim presidency in January, arguing that Maduro's May 2018 re-election was illegitimate. First responders to the Christchurch, New Zealand mosque shootings that killed 50 people have described the horrific scenes that faced them as they tried to save dying victims. Ambulance officer Paul Bennett.
There was a river of blood coming out of the mosque. And that's a scene that you don't forget. It was literally flowing off terracotta tiles.
Police have arrested and accused a 28-year-old Australian man for the shooting attacks on the two mosques on Friday. Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan welcomed his French counterpart, Florence Parly, to the Pentagon on Monday. Both defense leaders briefly spoke to reporters. Shanahan said that Parly was at the Pentagon to follow up on discussions about Syria and Iraq.
I do have to say just maybe a brief comment on Syria. We're working closely with the Turks. They're a strategic partner. More importantly, we're on plan for our drawdown in Syria.
Florence Parly is the French minister for the armed forces.
And the reason for my presence today is basically to find answers and figure out answers to numerous questions we've shared before. I know that there is a lot of work that has been done on this sensitive issue, and so I'm sure that we will make progress during this meeting.
The U.S. currently has about 2,000 troops in eastern and northern Syria and is expected to withdraw hundreds of them in the coming months. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.